This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thank you for joining us today.
Today, unusual, we have two great guests on the show today, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Dusty Field from the class of 94 and Jason Ernest, the 2000 graduate.
That's right, Paul. And Dusty and Jason are the entrepreneurs behind Tobacco Road Cellars Wine Label, and they'll join us in a few minutes to talk a little bit more about their business.
But first, the Gridiron Pirates are back today with a noon kickoff against the Cavaliers from the University of Virginia. Once again, we've teamed up with the Pirate Club to take our tailgate on the road for this game. It'll get started bright and early at 9:30 a.m. up in Charlottesville, Virginia today.
That's right. And don't forget that you can get all of your game day coverage right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 9:30. Following A Pirate's Life for Me, you can tune in to the Budweiser pregame tailgate for 4 hours. 4 hours, Paul. Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Of football coverage before the game. Then after the fourth quarter ends, the Thad's fifth quarter begins. Thad's fifth quarter call-in show.
That's right.
Beg your pardon. Begins. So win or lose, Pirate Radio is going to be back on after the game to take all of your calls.
And thank you to those listeners who might be tuning in on our encore presentation on Sunday, October 12th at 10 a.m., where you're listening to it, I guess, our initial, I'm not going to call it our live airing, but our initial airing at 7:30 on Saturday, and then our encore presentation on Sunday, October 12th at 10 a.m. So if you're listening at Saturday at 7:30 in the morning and you want to hear this show again, tune in tomorrow at 10.
And hey, thanks for getting up so early with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. A few important events and really some of the biggest that the association will host during the year are coming up, starting with the Pirates Bounty Scholarship Auction Thursday, October 16th at the Hilton Greenville. Begins at 7 o'clock. We have wonderful items like vacation packages to Puerto Vallarta and San Miguel, Mexico, sports memorabilia like a signed football from New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning, Pirate merchandise, and even a pair of John Hardy diamond earrings.
Yes, and you know, we got something really cool yesterday that came in, too, from Emily Proctor.
Emily Proctor, personally. She wrote my name on the box.
She did. Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
To Paul Clifford. Here
whatever.
It is. No.
Kiss up.
I think her people sent it to me. I'm going to keep living in that world that Emily Proctor sent me a package.
Well, hey, she did sign the script.
She did. She did. But we got a great package from the folks at CSI Miami, an autographed script with all the cast members signing that and a bunch of different books and magazines about CSI.
Yeah.
On this great basket that was wrapped with crime scene tape. They really did a great job with it. So thanks to Emily Proctor and to all of our sponsors, including Bailey's Fine Jewelers, who will be providing the John Hardy diamond earrings.
Right.
Thank you for all of our sponsors and all of the donors to the auction who have been so supportive. And even if you don't buy anything, which we hope you do, you're going to be able to enjoy all the beach music and the heavy hors d'oeuvres and lots of pirate beverages all at the Hilton Greenville this Thursday, October 16th.
That's right. And the day after the auction, on Friday, October 17th, is our annual ECU Alumni Scholarship Classic, which is also, once again, sponsored by the Hilton Greenville. We've got such a great relationship with them.
They do so much, don't they?
Yeah, we really appreciate what they do with us. The golf tournament is going to be held again this year at Ironwood Golf and Country Club. It's a four-person Super Bowl tournament. Breakfast from Aramark before the first flight at 9 a.m., then lunch from O'Charley's before the second flight at 2. We've got the 19th hole reception from Ironwood in the clubhouse, probably around 6 o'clock. And our golf tournament it's such a great event. It's so much fun. All the proceeds from the auction and the tournament go toward alumni scholarships for ECU undergrads.
Absolutely. So this is your last chance to sign up for the auction and to play in our golf tournament. Call the Alumni Center at 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com/golf to register. You know, Jennifer, I was looking at a four-person Super Bowl tournament. I wonder how far I could hit a Super Bowl.
How big is the Super Bowl?
I don't know. You get them out of those little 25-cent machines at Harris Teeter.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think that's what we mean by Super Bowl.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
I don't think that would count for a hole-in-one, although it would be nice.
Yeah, I'm not saying I could hit it straight. I'm wondering how far I can hit a super ball, but.
Well, the hole in one prizes isn't Brown and Wood one of our.
That's right, Brown and Wood, another sponsor. Opportunity to drive away in a car of your very own if you are to be lucky enough to hit a hole in one. And again, that's. This coming, the end of this week, Thursday and Friday, is the auction and the golf tournament. We hope to see all of you out there. Well, stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back with Jason Ernest and Dusty Field. Join the East Carolina Alumni Association at Ironwood Golf and Country Club for the annual ECU Alumni Scholarship Classic on Friday, October 17th.
Sponsored by the Hilton Greenville and O'Charlies, this golf tournament supports Alumni Association scholarships given to deserving ECU undergrads.
Join us the night before for the Pirates Bounty Scholarship Auction and after a day on the links for the 19th hole reception. Player and sponsor opportunities are available now.
Register by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com. For details. Get involved. Stay connected with ECU. You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely, full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're happy to have on the show today two entrepreneurs, Dusty Fields and Jason Ernest. Dusty and Jason have partnered to form Tobacco Road Cellars, a winery located in Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's great to have you guys on. Let's start right at the beginning. Obviously, you guys are both East Carolina graduates, but why don't we start with the very beginning? Dusty, why don't you go first and tell us how you became an East Carolina Pirate?
How did I become an East Carolina Pirate? Was living in Cary and just wanted to head to East Carolina. Went and visited it, and I don't think you could not have a good time at East Carolina on a visit. And sold me hook, line, and sinker.
That's great. Jason, how did you become a member of the Pirate Nation?
I'm actually born and raised in D.C. area, so I always get asked how I got all the way down to little old Greenville. But I actually had a cousin who played football at ECU. He says he played football. I think it's called warming the bench. But anyway, I visited and had a great time. And next thing you know, my dad dropped me off, and I never went back.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an important connotation. There's a difference between playing football and being on the team.
That's what I like to say about Dusty as well with his high school career.
That leads us right to the next question, and I'm almost even afraid to ask you guys this question. But
remember, it's a family show.
Yeah, it's a family show. But what are some of your favorite memories from East Carolina that you'd like to share with our listeners? You know, you were in school at different times. Talk about some of the favorite things that stood out in your mind from being a student here at East Carolina.
This is Dusty. I'd say some of the best time were just the friends that were able to meet, whether it was through the fraternity or through the class. Some of the best experiences were how to, you know, network and get along with people. That was one of the, in addition to graduating with a biology degree, which kind of sticks you in the lab most of the time and probably doesn't exactly fit with entrepreneurship, you know, being around that social environment, in whether it be the football games or the fraternity life, just networking with people was probably one of the best experiences I got at East Carolina.
Go ahead and give a shout out. What are those fraternity letters?
Sigma Phi Epsilon.
There we go. The Sig app. How about you, Jason?
So, Kappa Sig here.
Okay. And how about a memory that sticks out for you?
Memory that sticks out for me was during Hurricane Floyd, when everybody evacuated Greenville and we came to Raleigh to play Miami and ended up upsetting them. I think they were number 9 in the country or something at the time. And it just showed the type of people from Greenville and around the state of North Carolina coming together and just, you know, everything that had happened, coming together to have a really great time and support our team, and, you know, another great win for the Pirate football team.
Are there any professors or mentors that you had while you were here at East Carolina that helped point you in the direction of becoming an entrepreneur?
In the business school, my advisor and finance professor, Dr. Belo, played an instrumental part in me kind of thinking outside the box, I would say. You know, in finance and crunching numbers and being a corporate finance person, could seem to be kind of boring, or, you know, not able to really think outside the box and be an entrepreneur. And he always kind of was an encouraging professor and let me kind of express different ideas that I had and always offered great advice.
We're talking with Tobacco Road Cellars owners Dusty Field and Jason Ernest, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, you guys graduated a couple years apart from each other from East Carolina. Tell us how you ended up meeting and becoming business partners.
It just actually took Jason a lot longer to graduate.
Oh.
I'm kidding. We actually, in Raleigh, have very big encouraging people to give back to the community, and we have supported an organization called Band Together, which sponsors local charities and raises money through large band parties and things like that. And it's really been a great way for people to network socially, at the same time have a great time and give back to the community. And Dusty and his company had sponsored one of the events, and I wasn't at that event and was just curious who the company was. And mutual friend of ours, who's an attorney in town, had I talked to him about it. He said, you guys should meet. And so we went and had lunch, and then he fell in love with me, and it's been kind of a romance.
That's great.
Now, Dusty, you know, if we would probably ask a couple of this question. Is that how you remember it?
No, I remember him calling and following me around. Kept calling my wife and my kids and wanting to be my friend.
Finally just said yes. So you were a stalker.
Persistent, I would say.
That's funny. I guess that you two came up with the name Tobacco Road Cellars because of our state's history in growing tobacco, and probably living up in the triangle right there and on basketball's Tobacco Road. But your company is all about wine. Tell us more about your business and why you decided to open a winery.
Well, really, coming from East Carolina, there's only a couple choices. You can be really good looking or really know how to have a good time, and so neither of us qualify for those. But we decided, we were both very passionate about wine, and we had an opportunity to take advantage of in California, by starting a winery. And, we basically decided to go out there and set this thing up. And being from this area, Tobacco Road Cellars to us, you know, is about this tradition of excellence. And so we wanted to go to California and make the very best wine that we could. So we went out, find the very best vineyards, the very best grapes, and the very best winemakers, and we put a great team together to try and do something wonderful with wine. And I believe we're kind of making the best Cabernet out of Napa Valley that you can make right now. We're making a fantastic Pinot Noir from Sonoma Russian River Valley, and our Syrah we make in the Santa Barbara area. So, you know, we just went out there and tried to embody everything that we had, our values and everything that we have here in the Triangle, just excellence in the tradition and the history, and bring all those things to California, make great wine, and then in turn bring them back to the Triangle.
Now, guys, I know that, well, I don't know, so that's why I'm asking you. I understand that bottling wine is a pretty extensive process. Walk our listeners through the stages in order to go from growing on the vine to sipping a glass with dinner.
You know, the big thing people, I guess, you know, it is a very extensive process, and unless you've experienced it firsthand by going on a tour, winery tour, or in Napa Valley or a wine country of some sort, you really just don't even understand everything that goes into it. I mean, it's really two separate and professional experiences, growing grapes and making wine. And so, you know, people always ask us all the time, you know, do we own the vineyard? And, you know, most wineries, I'd say over 70% of wineries actually don't own their own vineyard. And it's an advantage to our customers, because what it allows us to do is guarantee that the wine that we're going to make is going to be consistent year after year, and hopefully consistently good. And so what happens is everything from growing, and that means how the grapes are watered, how the canopies are trimmed, how the grapes are picked. I mean, every little detail affects the end result, which is the glass. And so we control every aspect of the vineyard, how the grapes are picked. When the grapes come into the winery, they are hand-sorted, which means we make sure that all the bugs and all the branches and all the bad grapes are picked out. Then the grapes come in and are hand-pressed, which means that's how we extract the juice from the actual grape. The juice is then stored in French oak barrels, which are the most expensive barrels that you can buy, and in part the characteristics that we want in our wine. And we age those wines for anywhere between, you know, 12 and 18 months. And then they are bottled, hand-labeled, and hand-dipped in wax. So if you've ever seen our wine bottles, they look kind of unique. They have a shiny, actually, East Carolina purple wax top. So we wanted to pay tribute to our alma mater.
That's awesome. Now, Dusty, with a name like Dusty Field, were you not predestined to grow something?
I mean, I used to be a professional wrestler.
Wow.
That's awesome. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with alumni business partners Dusty Field and Jason Ernest. Now, if I were a sommelier, and I would be able to know when a bottle of wine was just right. So for our listeners out there who are wine connoisseurs, what advice can you give them to always pick the perfect vintage?
In my opinion, to pick the perfect vintage is really when you start talking about European wines, because the weather is just, you know, plays a major factor in the quality of the wine. In California, I mean, it's really not going to vary that much vintage to vintage because the weather is so consistent. But you can always look up a vintage chart and see, you know, basically what the professionals say you should drink year after year, but you're always going to get a pretty consistent bottle of wine out of the California region.
Now, you guys both have jobs outside of your wine company. Tell us a little bit about what your day jobs are.
This is Dusty. Day job is Boylan Companies. We own and build apartment complexes, like we built North Campus Crossing and other large apartment complexes, and then we do property management and real estate, residential and commercial brokerage.
And what about you, Jason?
I actually have Boylan Financial Group, which is asset management and financial management for individuals and corporations.
So you guys are partners in more than one business then?
Yeah, unfortunately we have to see each other every day. So
well, and Tyler Morris is my partner in Boylan too, in the construction and development. So we have a great team, and things seem to be going well. The only downside to Tyler is he went to NC State.
So what's next for you guys? Any new business ventures on the horizon?
I think we're just going to try to execute on this next year's vintage. We keep adding more and more high-end restaurants that are picking up the wine, so I think we'll continue down that same path, especially with our private reserve, and then try to expand our web presence. TobaccoRoadSellers.com seems to be really picking up its traffic, so we're going to add more advertising and hopefully have more viral word of mouth from some of the private events we do, and continue that path.
That's great. Well, you know, a good bottle of wine and good wineries often get a following from, obviously, you probably have your own group of people who are now collecting your wines. Talk about some of the famous folks who are tobacco wine cellar customers.
Well, we've got several people that we've met through the last couple of years that have been big supporters of our wine. And for our fortunate selves, we've been able to become friends with Skip Holtz, and he actually held a wine tasting at his house where we gave 20% of all the proceeds to the Drew Steele Foundation. So it was great to see the Steeles there and all the friends and family of the Holtzes, and we had a really great time. So there's nothing like having good relationships there in Greenville, and we greatly appreciate all the support that we've received. We've also had some wine been sent to people like Jerome Bettis, Antoine Walker, the NBA, John Elway, some people like that, Dick Vitale as well. So
that's awesome, baby.
Supporters out there, hopefully, and going to continue that. Oh, Coach K.
I'm not familiar with that guy. No, that's awesome, guys.
Well, now, other than your website, where can our listeners go to taste your wine? You've mentioned that you have a lot of restaurants or clients of yours.
Yeah, we primarily have built our business on private tastings that we've held in the area, like I said, in Raleigh area and in Greenville there, and kind of all over the state. And primarily what we have built is a following for our Regency Club, which is an annual membership that allows you to guarantee that you receive wine. And that comes directly from us. So we definitely encourage people to sign up on the website for that. That makes sure that they get wine. You know, the other places they can get wine are, you know, wine shops and higher-end restaurants and country clubs that carry it. In the Raleigh area, that would be the Wine Merchant and the wine cellar in Durham. We don't have any wine in the Greenville area just yet, but we have a new distributor that's going to be taking care of this part of the state.
That's great. Well, we want to thank you guys for talking with us and for letting us pass along your story to the Pirate Nation. You know, it's alumni like you who proudly say, yes, I am a pirate, that brings notoriety to our university and value to every East Carolina degree. So we appreciate you visiting with us on A Pirate's Life for Me today. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We want to thank you for the opportunity.
All right, you guys, keep living the pirate's life, and we will be right back after this commercial break.
Help ECU honor its best at the 2008 Alumni Awards Ceremony on Friday, November 7th.
The East Carolina Alumni Association will honor 8 individuals for their accomplishments and dedication to ECU.
Do you know a graduate or individual who deserves recognition by East Carolina? If so, nominate them by November 1st to be considered for the Outstanding, Honorary, or Distinguished Alumni Award.
For registration or nomination details, visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD. Get involved, stay connected with ECU.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, everyone, and thanks again to Dusty and Jason for telling us about their wine. And Paul, I really, you know, I think I kind of knew what happened when you made wine, but I really didn't know it was all that, and that's very impressive.
Absolutely, and they're so generous with their time and with sharing what they do for a living. They were at the Alumni Center recently and did a wine tasting for members of the board of directors, and it was just it was phenomenal, and they did a wonderful job, and they are just true examples to the Pirate Nation. So we thank them for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, and we definitely wish them the best of luck with their future endeavors.
Absolutely, and now's the time of the show where we ask, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love, Jennifer, and to show your pirate pride. And pride in your alma mater is exactly what membership in the Alumni Association means. Membership shows a commitment to the university and pride in supporting programs that make East Carolina strong and successful. Celebrate and brag. East Carolina is the fastest growing and third largest institution of higher education in North Carolina. The excellence we have achieved in the arts, teacher and nurse preparation, world-class medical training, and accessible online education, coupled with our multi-million dollar economic impact, explains why there is no doubt people call us the University for North Carolina. Through the association, alumni will always have a place within the university, and the university will always have a place in the lives of our alumni. Growth and recognition of the university will ensure the true value and impact of an East Carolina degree. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today. Call us at 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
Right after our broadcast will be the Budweiser pregame tailgate show, and when the fourth quarter ends, the Thad's fifth quarter call-in show begins. So stay tuned to Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 all day for your game day coverage. Be sure to join us next Saturday, October 18th, again at a special time at 7:30 a.m. when our guest will be 1992 graduate Alan Thomas.
Thanks to our producer, Shirley Rhodes, and until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates! Pirates.